loved or respected. Hello, Ramadan Kareem. It's Christina Khater. Allow me to welcome you all to the Christie's Talk, a motivational podcast series powered by Christie's Lab. In this episode, I will talk about boundaries and how we can set them without the feeling of guilt, self-doubt, and anxiety. Many people don't know that I have spent the majority of my career time span crying more than laughing, doubting everything and my leadership because I was a people pleaser. But when I looked at key success stations of my business, I said to myself that you were able to do all of this. You need to start loving and believing in yourself and never seek validation from others. But then I flipped the script with some mindfulness and self-reflections and started loving the journey of my leadership. Let me ask you, when we say limits or boundaries, how do you imagine it? Is it a circle, a fence, triangle, or a line? And what are the colors you link it to? Is it black, red, yellow, white, blue, or green? Does it have edges? Is it thick or thin? Do you imagine it in front of you, behind you, on your right, or on your left? Is it a line that you only apply to specific people? Or is it applied to all people, anywhere and everywhere and at every time? I want to walk you through a self-reflection exercise. These colors, edges, boldness, and functionalities are able to let you know how to effectively and smoothly apply it in your daily life. Some people think that boundaries are only set on specific people. Others think that boundaries are only set on the opposite gender, and that there are zero boundaries with their families, friends, and most importantly, themselves. But the fact is that if there's no limit between me and myself, I won't be able to put boundaries with others as they will never respect it nor value it. I hear many people asking, why is everyone taking me for granted and don't value my feelings and thoughts? The key answer that we need to understand is that limits start from oneself. I should put my own limits, and I should fully respect and align with them. Consequently, and automatically, with zero effort, people will respect and value them. Because it's all about the energy and the vibe you transmit that defines how people will treat you. For a healthy life, with well-grounded boundaries, you need to rethink your boundaries with your mom, dad, sister, brother, lover, partner, kids, and friends. It's not only about work and business-related relationships. For instance, let's say that I had a very pressuring, stressful day and I was extremely tired and needed some me time to recharge batteries. And a colleague called me to support with a deadline she has. So here, if I don't align with my personal needs and boundaries in resting and saying no, I won't be respecting my life and I will be allowing the responsibilities of others to control my own. I can certainly support and empower her at the right time, but not at the expense of my mental health. This is the thin line. This is just a simple example that happens with us every single day. Saying okay at all times and unconditionally is not okay. Let's think of someone who doesn't say no. Does this person confess that he or she is a people pleaser? Certainly they won't. Do people respect their boundaries? Definitely not. For that, people more likely tend to abuse their kindness and fear to say no. Whenever you listen to your inner voice and dare to say no, you must be proud because you were able to appreciate yourself and your hidden voice. We are not saying here to act as a narcissist or disrespect others, as there are a million ways of communicating a no, gently and kindly. And most importantly, always when you're in doubt, remember that you're the main character in your life, and it all starts within you, and then everything falls into place. For you to be able to love others, you need at first to love yourself. And sometimes, to be honest and truthful, we spend our entire lives learning how. Because we all define love differently. I have spent the last 15 years of my life giving unconditionally to growing Christies, and I have been stepped on by many who took advantage of my giving nature, until I started learning that I should not be loved at work, but I should be respected. It took me 15 years to get there, and I still have a long way to go. I invite you all to start with this mindset, and you will realize a drastic change in the way you behave, perceive life, and yourself. On a final note, I would like to wrap our talk today by saying that boundaries are unspoken. They are all about the energy, vibe, and impression you give off. So it's all about you, and it starts within you. Our talk today comes to an end. Thank you for your passionate listening, and let us stay connected by subscribing to our podcast at www.christieslab.com.